welcome to Telling the Tales, the podcast where we'll go through every single Telltale video game in some sort of order. This week we're going to be doing the middle episode of Hector Badge of Carnage, Episode 2, Senseless Acts of Justice. I'm your host, Mitchell Farley Wolf, and I'm here with other host, Dustin Cornwall Jackman. How are you doing?
Which of us is the Hector and which of us is the Lambert?
You hit the which so hard there that my ears almost exploded.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I think that makes you Hector.
Thanks, man. I was hoping for the other one.
I think, honestly, that, yeah, you're the Lambert. I don't know.
Cool.
I think you're in a better mood most of the time.
Well, thanks.
Not a compliment, just sort of an observation.
Just kind of the way things are.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's good for you.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Dustin, one question rings in my head so loudly that I can't even think of any other questions right now, so I gotta throw it to you.
That nasty stuff.
The question is, what'd you think?
I liked this one more than the first one.
Yeah, I liked it more than the first one, too.
It doesn't make it great, but I do think it was a lot more tolerable. I think, the kind of general griminess we did not like about the first one is still there, but I feel like it's kind of balanced a little better, partially by having Lambert there. And, I don't know, I feel like just more jokes kind of landed in this episode. Not a lot of them, but more than the first one, certainly.
There were more jokes that weren't just, like, references.
References, we're going to say a bad word.
Yeah, there wasn't nearly as many slurs just thrown around.
Yeah,
really
thankfully.
Low bar for improvement.
Hey, they're moving on up.
Yeah. Not as many slurs.
Good for them. But, you know, I felt like there were a couple interesting ideas. I just felt like it worked better than the first one.
I think that the structure of this episode was actually pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because they play at it like it's going to be the same thing that last episode was, which was, I think you could fairly describe as a send-up of the Scumbar Pirate Challenge, where you need to do three different things, and it makes you go to three different areas, and then once you accomplish those three things, then you come back, and then you get to move on to the next major chapter of the game, right?
Right.
This kind of sets that up, where there's a intro challenge act, which is, I think, a lot loftier of an intro challenge than last episode, or maybe most other episodes, actually, where you're alternating between playing as Lambert and then playing as Hector.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that was fun.
More interesting.
And then you had, like, immediately after that, you had three leads to figure out who this terrorist was that blew up the building in the last episode. Or not blew up the building. You blew up the building. but killed a bunch of cops in the last episode.
Right.
And from those three leads, you figure it out. So it looks like you're going to be doing, like, okay, let's solve one lead, then the next. But really, they're just three tools to get you started on one puzzle box that opens up as the episode unfurls. A lot of positivity out of the gate with our discussion this time. I will say, I still didn't like it.
I liked it okay. I mean, I didn't love it, but I thought, all right, this is fine enough.
The first episode is very, very not good.
Yeah.
So this, in comparison to that, is a lot better. But in comparison to other video games, I think I still really don't like it.
okay. I think that's fair.
Yeah. And I don't have much to say other than that.
Sweet. Let's get into our segments.
Yeah. Well, do you, like, how do you want to tackle this episode?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think the opening is an interesting way to do it. Just like it, like you said, it's a low bar with this game, with just this game series, but it's a little more ambitious switching between the two characters. I thought the what they were going for in the story was more interesting, where it's more like you're trying to figure out a mystery rather than just doing the tasks you're told to do.
Yeah.
It kept me somewhat invested, I guess.
Yeah, because Hector is supposed to be a detective, and you really didn't do much detective work at all in the first episode. This is kind of detective-y. You really feel that Telltale got in here because we have our good old biological evidence room right across from the technology evidence room.
Yep, I got the same feeling. I'm like, oh, this is...
I've seen this before. Yeah.
I feel right at home now.
Yeah, that's the same layout as the CSI games. That they always put a like a DNA and substance kind of evidence thing on one side, and then the put a phone chip in a computer, and then you can see a guy's face on the other side. That's always how they divide it up.
That's Telltale in a nutshell. I
think that the gameplay design, the point and click adventure gameplay design of this game,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to attribute to Telltale. I feel like that was Strand Looper getting better at their craft. But there were some writing bits that you pointed out that, like, I wonder if Telltale was like, well, you shouldn't just make it all mean.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe lay off a little.
Yeah, there was a skull in like the evidence room that if you clicked on it, Hector would say Murray. So there's a little Monkey Island reference in there. Yeah. Yeah, that's fun. And that's video games, man. That's video games.
Yeah, referencing other video games, that's when you know you did it well.
That's when you know you're in a video game.
I said I felt like the humor landed a little more in this episode, but I don't even have that many, like, funny lines I wrote down.
Well, it was less, like, offensively bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a humorous time the whole way through. I don't think I laughed, but, like, maybe someone did.
You know? You could recognize they were jokes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're not just using slurs for people as punchlines anymore quite as often.
Quite as often.
Not quite as often. A little.
Yeah, there's still like one or two in there.
Yeah. So I think the strongest bit of this episode is the beginning part.
With Lambert.
Yeah.
Yeah, after, that was fun. I like switching between the two and trying to work out puzzles. And it's like, oh, he can use this. Oh, he needs those wheels from this. There he goes.
Yeah, at one point, Hector blows up the building and he's stuck in there. And the police bugged the pizza that Hector brought in for the guy. And Hector then ate it. I like this a little bit. this bit I liked a little bit. Where
Mitchell, you sounded so ashamed to say that.
I am.
It sounded like you were struggling to say you enjoyed this pizza bit.
I enjoyed this pizza bit. He pooped, and so he's got to talk to his poop, because that's where he can communicate with Lambert.
Yeah. Pretty. That's,
pretty it's pretty good. Yeah. It's pretty good, man.
I guess it's a clever enough way to have your two characters communicate that suits this game.
It's kind of the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Like, just in general?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but now that you said it, I agree.
Yeah, and I've seen a banana peel.
Just a banana peel. Those are pretty funny.
Yeah. I think it's the funniest trash. The funniest, like, kind of trash you could have.
Right, it's just, like, silly. It's like, oh, banana peel.
Yeah, it's like the platonically ideal trash. Like, if you want to show someone having a bunch of trash in their house, you put a banana peel in it.
Yeah, or like, a bone.
Yeah, or a banana peel sort of draped over a bone. You're in business now.
Oh, that's like a puppet.
Yeah, maybe there's a Cheeto bag in there. The platonically ideal trinity of trash types.
Yeah, making video games is easy, I guess. We just did it.
Yeah. Yeah, so like you just have a Lambert button in the corner where anytime you want, you can just be Lambert. And this is very Day of the Tentacle in that way. You can just transfer between playable character every moment you want to do it. And they really don't do much with it. It's just this intro bit where sometimes Hector will find something that will be useful to Lambert, so you throw it out of the pipe that leads out of the building, and then sometimes Lambert will find something that'll be interesting to Hector, and you put it, there's a pipe that goes into the building, and that's basically the whole puzzle. It doesn't really involve much.
It's still cool, though. I like
items in one place. Yeah, no, it's good. Like with the whole puzzle aspect of the beginning part of this game is like just moving one item from one place to another. I thought maybe we were going to evolve it a little bit, and maybe Lambert doing something outside the building can change the state of the building on the inside, and then Hector can work with that. But they really don't go that far.
Yeah, it's really just this opening part.
Yeah, and then once you get past that, Lambert's out of the picture again, and it's just Hector game. Just a Hector game.
Too bad.
Game.
Just a yeah. Hector. Just one of the many Hector games.
Yeah. But I liked this part. There was a street urchin who might have been 3 years old. Or he looks like 10 to 12, but...
Yeah, I think Lambert was just bad at guessing.
He says to Lambert, "How old do you think I am?" And Lambert says, 3.
That's a good joke, too. Yeah.
Man, this game rules.
Yeah, now that I think about it, it's probably near the top of my list. But no, it's like I said last episode, I feel like I was saying how if Hector was like a nice guy in this dirty, mean world, it would work a lot better. And you get a taste of that with Lambert. And I feel like because of that, those scenes with Lambert, the humor did work a lot better.
Yeah. Well, I noticed that kind of across the board where like half of the conversations you have in the beginning of the game are with Lambert. And because of that, they're just like nice and trying to find like genuinely help people and work with people. Mm-hmm. And then later on, like you go to a butcher shop and the butcher is your old friend. And later on, you go to like a gentleman's club, a strip club, and you're welcomed in once you put a shirt on. And once you are in, you're kind of in and people respect you and you are doing your best to halfway respect them with a couple exceptions here and there.
Right. It's a little bit nicer.
Yeah. And there's a lady named Doreen who runs a nail salon and gun shop. And
I like that.
She wants you to take her on a date, and you just do. And you do. It does. It ends badly.
Yeah.
But you kind of do for like a lot of these things. You kind of just go with the people on what they want to do. And I think that small change from the first episode makes a world of difference.
Yeah.
It's just so much more tolerable.
I feel like Hector should have gone for it. Doreen was like into him. She was like not being subtle about being into him. And he's such a like fucking mean loser that like who is he to say no?
Well, I mean, maybe she's just not his type.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Yeah, it doesn't seem like anyone is Hector's type.
Yeah, well, with a lot of the sex workers in this world, he'll be like, "Oh, you ugly idiot."
And but then I guess like, I'll do it.
I guess if I have to.
Yeah, oh, somewhat tough job, but someone's got to do it.
Just so disrespectful, even though he's clearly like, "Nah, I'm not above it."
Yeah.
Yeah, that part didn't get better. That part still sucks.
Yeah.
Hector is still not good, and I don't like him.
I don't like him either. Yeah. He's kind of a dick when you like think about it.
Okay, let's make a pact. Only one more episode of this podcast can be about Hector.
Wouldn't that just be the fuckiest thing in the world if they announced an episode 4 right after this?
I think we have to make a pact to not do it.
No.
If they announce an episode 4, we legally can't.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to take that plunge. I feel like the podcast would be incomplete if we didn't do it.
I'm not doing it. I'm telling you, I'm not doing it. You can record a solo episode.
That would suck. Just me talking about Hector all by myself. I'm like, well, all right. In this scene, Hector was a dick. And then in this next scene, he was not nice to this person.
You know, there are a lot of solo podcasts out there and they work. Yeah. And I don't understand how they work. I've never been able to do it.
No, I guess when you have... I listened to like some podcasts about like art and stuff where it's just like one person talking. And that makes sense. And I'm like, I could never do that. I need someone to talk to.
I mean, this is kind of an art show in that way. Like, it's, we're trying to talk about the games as art, but there's no way. There's no
Yeah. I couldn't. I'm glad to have you here.
I'm glad to have you here, Dustin. Thank you.
Well, see, Hector, it's that easy to be nice.
Yeah. See, Hector? You see, this is why we do the podcast, so Hector can listen and get his shit together, be a good guy for once.
Yeah, maybe you should try having a podcast with a friend.
Maybe you should try having a podcast with a friend. All of this episode leads up. I'll cut to the end a little bit.
Okay.
You find out where the terrorist probably lived, at least his base. You find out... a bit more of what he was doing, and it turns out to be what's his name? I didn't write it down for some reason,
but I just said the tourism guy.
He's the tourism guy from episode one, the one that you said you liked. Did he have a name? Yeah, it's something Noble. His last name is Noble, because it's BN. It's like Barnaby Noble or something.
Oh yeah, that sounds familiar.
Barlin, something like that.
Yeah, you get it.
But yeah, he's the touristy guy who's trying to make Clappers Creek a better place.
And, yeah, I mean, I didn't see it coming. I guess it's a good twist.
I did, because I think I remembered it.
Oh, well, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I didn't mention it last episode.
Thank you.
But I couldn't decipher, and I'm still not sure if I was remembering it or if I was just seeing through it this time. Because I don't remember most of the rest of the game, but I think I was remembering it. I think I remembered it.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I didn't see it coming, and I felt like it was a twist that does, you know, make sense. It's not like it's just an out of the blue, oh, bet you didn't expect this like, it's not like it was Doreen or something.
No, yeah, it makes sense to me because this is what the terrorists had always been interested in.
Yeah, he wanted to make Clappers Creek better.
Yeah, he was killing people, but he was like his he's just like interested in the niceness of the town.
Yeah,
and interested in presenting well. And who cares if we got to kill people to make it happen? We got to make this town a presentable place like it used to be.
Right.
Very, very boomer-esque in that way. Have you seen the movie Hot Fuzz?
No.
Well,
is it like that?
Feels like the movie Hot Fuzz.
Cool.
Yeah, it feels like
I'm gonna watch Hot Fuzz and I'll be like getting some Hector Badge of Carnage vibes from this.
I think you actually would, and I think you'd like Hot Fuzz.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no. Don't mention it, Dustin. Dustin, I think you'd be all about Hot Fuzz.
I'll keep it in mind. I'd like to see it. I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, is the Shaun of the Dead guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I guess that's fun now. Now we know who the terrorist is.
Yeah, so now we can just have the last episode focus on taking him down.
Yeah. I don't know if we've ever had such a contained plot, I guess, within like a series of episodes like this. In the first episode, it's this introduction to the terrorist that Hector has to deal with him and try to get close to him. And then in episode two, we're figuring out who he is. And then in episode three, we're going to know who he is and we're going to try to like take him down. It's going to be a fight between Hector and the terrorist.
Yeah, it's a traditional three-act structure.
It is a traditional three-act structure. It's so much the case that I think this is another one of those games that probably should have been one game rather than episodic.
Mm-hmm.
if there was just this one, like, yeah, there was a larger point-and-click adventure that Telltale published. But I guess part of the reason that Telltale got involved in the first place is because Strand Looper is a very small studio that did not have the means to get it all out at once. So,
right.
I guess it makes sense in how it had to come out. But still, like, I don't know. Maybe Telltale, when they got involved, should have not been as keen to put it into episodes as they were to, like, make it one thing. Because they could have made it one thing when they got involved.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad they didn't, though. We can just get through this in little chunks.
Yeah, I mean, for the podcast.
Well, imagine being stuck in this world for, like, a 6-hour game.
We still will be. It'll just be over.
Right, it's 3 just weeks. Divided up. Yeah.
I feel like we're spending more time with it, in fact, because we have to spend it over 3 weeks.
Maybe, but nah.
Oh, okay. Man, I don't know, segments?
Well, we had some new characters in this episode.
Yeah.
We had I mean, none of them are that great, but we have, what's her name? Gloria, was it?
Gloria?
The head of forensics.
Yeah, she exists.
Yeah, she's like cutting up a body, and that's really it.
Yeah, she's cutting up a body in the background. She helps you a little bit with identifying like fingerprints and chemical references to what you found in the building that the terrorist was in.
Mm-hmm.
And
then there's Solid.
Isn't there anymore?
There's Solid Base, the tech guy.
Yeah, Solid Base is his name. Is this a Solid Snake?
I don't know. I don't see why it would be.
Yeah, I don't either. It's just an interesting thing to call a guy. He's kind of fat, so that's the base part.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
yeah,
he's the most like. Tropey hacker type guy that you could imagine.
Yeah, basically. Nothing else really to him.
Yeah, you give him a cell phone and he's like, decoding a cell phone? Child's play.
Stupid people.
That's his whole deal.
A lot of fat jokes in this game.
Yeah, and I feel like it feels to them like it's self-deprecating because Hector is one.
Yeah.
But Hector's fictional, and the writers are still just writing it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel good.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, it's better than just slur jokes, but not by that much. It's still, the joke is insulting people.
Yeah. Like, there's always a sex worker who's too fat.
Yeah, there's one in this
both
one.
Of these episodes.
Yeah,
that's happened so far, and they're different people. And Hector,
I like that, like, she's married to the that one guy, the short guy who's at the strip club. They just have a happy. I like that they have a healthy relationship with children.
They have children. I don't know.
They
if
have
we can
children.
Glean
is
anything
what I mean.
About their healthy relationship?
Well, you know, in a game like this, you kind of latch onto the. when you can see the beauty in the world.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. I'm sorry you're struggling with what to say for this episode. I kind of am, too. There's one line I wrote down.
Okay.
When it's not even, like, clever, but it made me chuckle a little bit. It's Hector, I forget when he says it, but he says bingo, jackpot, and urethra.
Yeah. Yeah, I do remember that, and I don't remember thinking it was funny, but I do remember sitting there like, that's noteworthy. That's
that's something to write down.
That's memorable to a point. Yeah, something about that.
Memorable to a point.
Yeah.
I love how just like any compliment you can give this game, it's like, well, hold on, you can't compliment it too much.
I will say that this episode is really, to me, only as bad as like New Tales from the Borderlands.
Okay. I think I like this one more than New Tales from the Borderlands, but...
I mean, I think that's fair, because, like, to me, it's, like, in the same tier, but maybe you could put this above. I don't care. Like, the first episode really was my least favorite thing we've ever done on this show.
I think in retrospect, because, like, that week I was kind of... I wasn't sure where I would put it. I think after playing this one, I would put the first episode below New Tales, but I'd put this one above.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess maybe I'd put this below like the first episode of New Tales, because I remember that first episode was stronger, but then every subsequent episode maybe below it.
Yeah, I think I agree. It starts out promising and then is not.
Yeah, that second episode of New Tales was that was a low one.
Is that the one when they go in the cave?
Mm-hmm.
That one sucked, and it's just like, what was her name in the chair? I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Yeah, but it like fools you into thinking she like dies or something, and then she just comes back like right after, like two.
Yeah, it's like a 5 second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and they still like it. It's not just like a little joke. It's like. They continue with the assumption of like, we got the player's attention now.
Yeah, aren't you glad she's alive?
Yeah. Did anyone die in this episode? It's got to be, right?
I don't think so, because Hector thought the guy in charge of the porn place was dead, but he wasn't.
Filthy Rich?
No, I mean in this one.
The porn place.
Like, there's the strip club, and then there's the underground sex room.
Yeah, he's not a porn place guy. He's just taking pictures of the sex, Dustin. It's completely
It's totally different.
Different
from porn, yeah.
Yeah, because he's trying to blackmail the people that go to his strip club. And for some reason, this is fine. Like,
yeah,
because they play it off like,
economy.
No, he's a good guy. Even though this is bad to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's just part of the service. Anyone can come in and do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he did not die. There's got to be someone that died.
What about the guy donating blood?
Oh, he died. Yeah, no, you're right. We found it. There was a guy who wanted to donate blood, and he was sitting with his... like needle in his arm all day, and he's like, there's just no blood, I'm so drained. And he was given a bag of like beef and barbecue sauce by Hector, and it's like, this can be blood, just give it to the guy. And it definitely sounds like the guy then killed him. And
yeah, he doesn't say, but he just says let's just say he won't be coming back.
Yeah, you will never see his face again.
I wonder.
Yeah,
what
so
that
he died,
means.
And that was something you did too.
Yeah,
so you killed that guy.
Well, we didn't choose to kill him. We didn't know he was going to kill him.
No, but we got him there. In the restaurant, you drug everyone to sleep, but I don't think they die.
No.
Yeah, they're just still roofied.
Alive. Yeah, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, that's way better. I think that's everyone.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, much lower body count than the first episode.
Oh, yeah, well, that one had like the big pile of dead police.
I think they say 37 cops died.
That's a lot.
37 cops were shot in the head. And there's also the untrousered youth who you electrocute in your car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he dies big time. There's the heroin addict that you find in the park. I don't know if he dies, but you set him up as a sex doll with the blind guy.
Right.
Man, that sentence. I just said that as a matter-of-fact thing of, like, I'm remembering how the episode went. But
yeah,
if you hear that out loud, because I don't think we described that in our last episode of the podcast...
People listening are going to be like, whoa, what?
Yeah, that's a thing you do in the first episode of this game. It sucks.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, you explode the porn shop. That's got to kill someone.
Yeah. I hope it wasn't Filthy Rich.
He's the only one we didn't see, because the two guys that just watch porn in the porn shop, they're now watching the stripper in the church in this episode.
That's fun. That's a little continuity.
Yeah, yeah. They like looking. That's their personality trait. They enjoy looking.
That's what, if in their Super Smash Brothers trophy description, it would say they enjoy looking.
Yeah, they can call them the looky-loos in their, that's what their trophy's called.
I love that. I think that's it. I don't got nothing else.
That's it. Let's do our segments.
Okay. Is this our shortest episode?
No.
I guess we'll see.
No, no. Anytime I think it is, I think back to the Telltale Texas Hold'em.
Oh, right.
Because, yeah, it was just Texas Hold'em rules. And also, the discussion got cut short by technical issues. So that, I think, is forever going to be our shortest.
Awesome.
Okay, so our weekly guy.
Yeah, who's yours?
Cadogan Dunderbeck.
Who is that again?
Cadogan Dunderbeck?
Yeah.
He's the butcher.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, I liked him. I liked that he and Hector kind of have a friendship together.
Yeah, and of course they need to do some like weird, gross stuff in this episode and imply that 50% of his meat is human. And like, whatever. That's,
yeah, it's fine. He's a nice guy.
I understand Strand Looper at this point. That's how they... That's the deal we make in order to have fun.
You just got to turn a blind eye to some things.
Yeah. But he's just like a loving sort of almost mentor figure to Hector in terms of meat eating. But maybe that's a big deal to him. Yeah. And Hector talks about all of the meat-based crimes that he sometimes has to investigate and how Cadogan always helps him solve them because he's an expert butcher and he's got this expertly trained nose who can smell out the source of any sauce or meat or anything.
Yeah, I like that guy. He's good.
Yeah, yeah. I just thought he was nice.
Yeah.
How about you?
I gave it to Lambert. You know, it's kind of an obvious choice, but I thought he works a lot better as a protagonist than Hector does. I just liked the conversations he would have with people, and it's not like he's like a super nice guy. Like he's talking to this urchin, and he's like, boy, it feels good to pretend to care about other people's problems when they can solve your own or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. That was weird. It was like a weird injection of like, I feel like they were, someone in the writer's room was stressed out about like, oh man, we haven't been mean in a while. We haven't been shitty and gross as Lambert because he's nice. So let's make sure that like under the facade of being really stupid, so stupid that he's nice, he actually wouldn't care about others. he only acts nice because of his unintelligence.
Yeah, this town's rubbing off on him. It
sucks.
He's feeling the cynical vibes of this town more and more each day.
It's just the cynical game. Like the idea that a character would only be nice and care about others if you're like Lambert and you're stupid and you're so stupid you care about others. You idiot. Why would you do that?
You actual fool.
Or you're like the terrorist where like you care about others, but you're willing to be completely evil in order to do that. That's the cynicism of this game. You would only ever care about the world around you if you're either stupid or have an ulterior motive.
Yeah. 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 But, you know, I got some laughs out of Lambert here and there. The juxtaposition of his personality with everyone else worked a lot better. Yeah, so I'm giving it to him.
How about your golden moment?
This is kind of a flip-flop, since I put talking to the butcher. I just liked seeing, hearing about he and Hector's friendship together. Yeah, I just thought it was a nice little moment.
Well, I'll complete the flip-flop, because my golden moment is when Lambert adopts the urchin.
That's good. And yeah, he's not like, there's no like ulterior motive there. He just tells him, yeah, I am going to actually adopt you and be your dad. Go home to my home, and boy, won't my wife be surprised.
She will definitely be surprised. This kid is like telling you he wants you to adopt him. And this is another one of those things that we talked about last week, where in any other adventure game, you can't just like push through a conversation until they say yes. But in this one, Lambert has to say no a bunch of times because he really should not do this. And eventually he'll be given the option, you know, maybe I should do it. And then
why not?
Does say that he'll adopt him.
I feel like adopting a whole ass person that you need to take care of for a long time is maybe not something you should be talked into.
Yeah, no,
that's true. That's something like, no, I am not in a good position to do this. This is a horrible, bad idea. That's not something you come around and say, well, what the hell? Why not?
Yeah, it ties into my potent pickup.
Ooh.
My potent pickup is just the urchin's little matchstick house that he makes. Because he's had a hook for a hand until recently, he says, yeah, it's taken me 6 years to build this house out of matchsticks, which I think is so funny because he's got the other hand, but he's insisting on doing it in a very difficult way.
Right. He has to do it for himself.
Yeah, and then Lambert has to give it to Hector because Hector needs matches. And Lambert says, be very careful with this. My son made it. And it took him 6 years.
and then he drops it down.
He just throws it down a pipe and it breaks immediately before Hector can even see it.
Maybe this game is funny.
Maybe this game rules. Yeah, that's my potent pickup. What about you?
I just put the whole ass human heart you can carry around.
Yeah, they do give you human heart at one point.
I guess I don't really have any reason, but I guess nothing in this episode really stood out to me as a potent pickup, but that one was at least memorable.
Yeah, they're all pretty,
they're all just kind of standard things for puzzles.
Standard objects. Nothing like having a guy in your inventory in the last episode or anything.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. yeah, that's this episode. Anything else you want to comment on?
Not really. I mean, I did like it more than the first one, but it's still not like a whole ton to talk about.
There was a moment where Hector ate an entire truck of beef.
That's true. He did do that.
A truck is a unit of beef. And it's...
He ate one truck of beef.
Yeah, if you have a hard time imagining it, I really don't know what to tell you. It's a bunch of, it's a huge room-sized amount of beef on a spike, and then it's attached to a truck. And he ate it, he ate all of it, in order to get a cell phone that was lodged inside.
Yeah. And, you know, good for him. He had a goal and he did it.
Yeah, I noticed Hector sounded a little different this episode. His Vila.
I noticed that too. I couldn't really put my finger on why.
Yeah, well, the game was just made a year later, so maybe that is it. But
maybe just it's been so long that it's just not going to be the same.
Yeah, he sounds more, I guess, more Cockney. I guess it's hard to put a finger on.
Slightly less gruff, maybe.
Yeah, when he says the word something, he ends it with a K now, which is, I don't think he did that before.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it's almost like a British person's impression of what a poor British person would sound like, more than what last episode was, which was an Irish person's impression of what a poor British person would sound like. so, a little more accurate, I guess.
Yeah, good job, guys.
Yeah. Let's see. Did I write down anything else that was interesting? You needed a beard. I wrote that down.
Oh, yeah. You needed a beard.
Yeah. Created with the Telltale tool. I think that alone is reason to include it on this podcast. That was in the credits.
Was it just
was made in the Telltale tool, like all the other Telltale games that they use
just,
their internal
just episodes
engine.
2 and 3?
I don't know. Maybe the PC version of episode 1 was 2. I didn't check.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, because this game launched only on iOS for the first year, for the first episode, and then the rest caught up to it.
Okay. Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah, we did it. Until next time, where we will check out the third and final episode of Hector Badge of Carnage, I bid you adieu. And Dustin and listeners, I hope that you all have a fantastic, wonderful American summer.
Oh, Mitchell.